The Traveler's Journal, December 17th, covering 12 seconds and 120 feet. On this day in 1903, at 10 a.m., Wilbur Wright stepped out of a low wooden shed he and his brother Orville had built on a stretch of sand in Kill Devil Hills on North Carolina's Outer Banks. A handheld anemometer told him the cold, gusty wind was blowing at a steady 25 miles an hour. The two Dayton, Ohio bicycle mechanics had been waiting for days for just such a wind. They laid a single rail across the hard-packed sand, and with the help of three passers-by, fitted the 600-pound flying machine they'd been developing for over 3 years into place. Its motor was started, and Orville, wearing a business suit and starched white shirt, slid into the padded cradle on the lower wing. At exactly 10:35, he slipped the restraining rope, and the flyer rolled down the track. When it reached the rail's end, the flyer's airspeed was up to 30 miles an hour. As the clattering contraption lifted into the air, a passerby squeezed the bulb of Orville's camera and captured an image of one of history's great moments. 12 seconds and 120 feet later, when the craft came to rest on the sand, mankind had slipped gravity's bounds. As Orville later explained, the flight was the first in the history of the world in which a machine carrying a man had raised itself by its own power into the air, sailed forward with no reduction of speed, and landed at a point as high as that from which it had started. Travel has certainly never been the same. Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.